All right, Bismillah, Assalamu alaikum, everyone. This is Yusuf Reza, and we're continuing with Let's Grow Quran Daily, Barakat of Ramadan 2020, that we are finally reconvening. It's been a few months, I realize, I understand. We tried doing it before, multiple things came up, could not continue, but we're finally continuing, and we hope for this to be more consistent from here on in. What is this? This is us talking about ayat of the Quran, starting from the very beginning. So it's Fatiha, sharing 10 minutes of insights on a portion of each ayah. As we go along, we've already done Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and now we're talking about Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We did one video on that, and there's some few ideas, a few thoughts that I would like to share further on that. I would recommend for those of you who are just tuning into this video, and have not seen the previous ones, I would want for you to catch up with those as well, since it is a continuity of the message that would be important. They have their the insights have their own place in isolation as well, but they're better appreciated in context with all the ideas that have already been discussed. Right. So Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the idea of Allah's mercy, as it is being communicated to us through Surat Fatiha, something that we have to reiterate again and again, something that we are reminded of so as to be able to appreciate His relationship with us. And this is something which is so common, it is so pervasive across the different dimensions of our life that we really take it for granted. And it has to be in the form of prayer that we consciously acknowledge its presence in our lives. And there is so much in our life that owes itself to this phenomenon of Allah's mercy, of His grace, right? Which would be inexplicable otherwise. So we're all often wondering with respect to people falling ill, right? And people getting diseases, as to how that happened. See, coming from a medical perspective, and this is me taking from certain concepts presented by Scott Peck, and he talks about this in the under the heading of grace, as to what that is. And I'm going to relate that conception of grace as he presents it with Rahmah, as the Quran talks about, right? So this inexplicable experience of Allah's presence in our lives. So like I said, diseases, we wonder how they happen. But for the most of us who are trained in a medical background, it is not the question as to how diseases end up happening, but the question which is more pressing and more perplexing, bewildering, is that why do they not happen more often? Why do more people not fall ill? Right? So there is a preponderance of bacteria and viruses all around us, all over us, all inside of us, to the point that there are so many people who would have active infections. And we're talking dangerous pathogens here. There's those that are friendly with us and are important in everything. Them too, but then more importantly, the disease-causing ones, the ones associated with more morbidity and mortality. So it has been found time and time again in research that there are these infectious agents which are just as prevalent in normal populations, in non-symptomatic populations. We're able to appreciate that more with this corona pandemic surrounding us, that they have that viral load, but they don't have the symptoms. They don't have that life-threatening situation that somebody else might. And yes, one of the explanations for that is the degree of immunity of another person. But then again, as far as the quantifiable measures of immunity are concerned, they too may be very similar. The viral load may be very similar, yet some people have it, other people don't. Some people have the symptoms, other people don't. Some people have the morbidity, other people don't. Some people will die of it, other people won't. So what is more surprising, and that's just, I'm just giving one example of a coronavirus. That's true for so many other pathogens, so many other bacteria, so many other viruses. We move on to other aspects of our lives. How many times have we had those near-death experiences in which just saved by a whisker, having absolutely no idea, like for all practical purposes, for all quantifiable, understandable, reasonable explanations, one should not have survived. One should have died. And it is really inexplicable how that that survival happened, how we escaped, how that car just brushed from the side and you don't really see anyone pulling us away from it or just surviving that accident. Or you see so many accidents in which the car was totaled and anyone watching the wreckage of the car would see nobody could have survived that, and yet someone may have escaped unscathed. And so many more. Psychologically speaking, I'm sure a lot of you have seen the movie Joker and the kind of social problems that it alluded to, how those social problems, how those developmental challenges result in complete antisocial personalities that the Joker had. You know, like those people who are just going around and they don't care for the law, and they're going to take the law in their own hands. They're going to murder people. They're going to do all kinds of those criminal activities. See, that is a very psychologically accurate description of what does happen for a lot of people. Fine, it's dramatized and everything, but we have accounts of criminals who have gone through those experiences and that determined them becoming criminals. But you see, coming from a psychological perspective, that is not what is surprising. What is surprising is that there are so many more people who go through similar traumatic experiences, who suffer similar levels of abuse, physical, sexual, emotional, who are treated by the society, bullied in multiple ways, yet they don't turn out that bad, as they logically or psychologically should, from what we understand of these, of the developmental processes of illnesses, how a lot of people do not develop illnesses, how a lot of us have been through fairly traumatizing experiences of loss, but we do not develop that degree of pain, of symptoms, of illnesses, of mental illnesses that some do. The some who do, they're not the inexplicable variable. They're not the, that's not the surprise. The surprise is that how so many of us don't. And then to be able to recover from that, whether it's physical or psychological illnesses that do end up developing, to be able to survive that. And then how from within that, we are able to identify the silver linings, the positive dimensions, the growth producing, the life producing elements. It is mind-boggling. So in our individual lives, how many scares have we survived where we thought we were as good as dead? How many psychological traumas or challenges have we survived that we may take for granted? And, that wasn't that big of a deal because we turned out okay. because it did not produce as severe of an effect as it could have. And then spiritually, how we have had those thoughts, those experiences, those have made those decisions and choices, and yet we're still around. We're some, our physical, our biological life is intact, our psychological life is intact, our spiritual life is intact, despite a lot of experiences that could have taken all of that away from us. A lot of choices that we ourselves made, yet we didn't really suffer the consequences of those choices that maybe we should have, that logically we should have, but we didn't. But we didn't. And this grace, this rahmah of Allah, is so pervasive. So pervasive. In every aspect of our lives, it's just that precisely because it's so pervasive, we fail to see it. It is so everywhere that is just, it blends in the background. It blends in the background. And so it takes for a sliver of an experience in which something of it does not seem to be there. When those biological pathogens get their way, when those psychological etiologies of illnesses find their manifestation, actually come into being, that we notice, oh my God, what just happened? And that's probably one of their, one of the immense wisdom behind those experiences of suffering. That not only do we see what happened, but all the things that we have been taking for granted all this time. And spiritually as well. So, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim in prayer, this reiteration, is this acknowledgement of how deeply immersed we are in the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how whatever we study in all these different dimensions of our life, in life sciences, in psychological sciences, in social sciences, these phenomena of the human society, they teach us a lot about the grace and the rahmah of Allah. And prayer allows for us to develop an eye to see it. Thank you very much for watching. If you've benefited, please feel free to comment and share with your loved ones. Jazakumullahu khairan wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.